My name is Cassidy Kipp, and I'm a co-founder of Grace. Grace supports family caregivers, anyone who could be supporting your parents or a spouse or sometimes even yourself. And we have clients all over the world. And I started Grace because I had an experience as a caregiver myself. I took care of my mother for many years after her diagnosis of Parkinson's disease. And I was flying back and forth between San Francisco, where I worked, and El Paso, Texas, where she lived. And I struggled to be a good daughter and a good employee at the same time. And so we started Grace to support caregivers in the workplace so that they can sort of wear the caregiving hat and also have successful and healthy careers throughout the duration of that caregiving journey.
You co-founded Grace about 2 years ago, you said. I bet business is booming.
Yeah, you know, it really has been. And I think over the last couple of years, we've really seen a tidal shift where at first employers who buy Grace and support it for their populations were curious and knew that this was a topic that was coming. But in the wake of COVID, as you know, sort of Zoom took over everyone's lives, you really got insights into the responsibilities both as parents and as caregivers that employees had. There's been a tidal shift in how employers are thinking about supporting caregiving within their populations.
Especially since it seems that finding good employees is tough and employers have got to be wondering why. And I guess that's just one of the reasons. But about caregiving, give me an idea of how many people in America are being caregivers while trying to work.
The data is pretty astounding. So at any given moment, 20% of a workforce is affected by caregiving responsibilities, and it impacts every gender, ethnicity, geography, income level. But interestingly, historically disenfranchised communities see greater impact as a result of caregiving, and thus they have to adjust their work or quit entirely, which obviously hinders career progression and income potential to take care of loved ones. So it really is a pervasive problem that affects everyone at some point in time.
You say that, and I can certainly see that, but I would think women usually are the caregivers. I may not. I mean, a disproportionately large number.
Women and people of color tend to be most impacted by caregiving responsibilities, but it really is. It's just shocking. Like, the people that we talk to every day, people in their early 20s who became caregivers and people who just wouldn't necessarily fit the profile that you would assume. It really is just something that hits people, it blindsides people typically, and it really does affect everyone in some way, shape, or form.
And it's a tough prospect because you don't really have any time off, so to speak, from caregiving.
Exactly. And I think that employers are increasingly trying to tailor benefits in the same way that they do with maternal and family leave to allow people to take the time that they need to provide support for aging and vulnerable loved ones. But it certainly isn't at the level that we hope to see in the future. And it's certainly an underserved community and population for employers.
What are your thoughts about family leave and one day having that as just another benefit that you would get? Do you think we're working toward that in America, or do you think we're still a long way away from that?
I'd like to express more optimism for it, but unfortunately, the data around how America measures up to other countries when it comes to caregiving and family leave is pretty, pretty abysmal. But even Grace is, you know, a young, early stage company. We put our money where our mouth is, and we offer pretty generous family leave benefits. You are starting to see, with more progressive and inclusive employers, a focus on these types of benefits and support, even from the early days of an organization. But I think we have a long way to go collectively.
I think you're right. I think there's a lot of, resistance to many employers stepping in. I know employers that I've had, it's like family problems should be put in a box over here and shouldn't have anything to do with your job, when that's just unrealistic.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And I think one thing that we've found is with Grace is when employees learn about it as a benefit and they sign up, one of our most powerful tools for recruiting others to use the product is word of mouth within the employee population. So I think that I was a caregiver myself, and I was at work, I certainly didn't feel comfortable talking about it because, one, I didn't know if anyone else was going through it. And two, I thought that I would be negatively perceived by my manager. And so there is this tendency of people to keep it all inside.
Isn't that sad, too? But I know exactly what you're talking about. What benefits does Grace provide if a company signs up with you? I guess it depends on company and what they sign up for, right?
Yeah, but in a nutshell, really what everyone gets is we have a team of clinical social workers who have a range of expertise, both in terms of their subject matter expertise, but also in terms of their understanding of particular global populations. And when you sign up for Grace, you get matched with one of these Grace experts who provides one-on-one concierge support for you. And they really tailor a care plan based on the specifics of any given caregiving circumstances. And then additionally, Grace members get access to tailored content, medication trackers, and they can invite their family or anyone else involved in the caregiving plan to join their account to help coordination, which, trust me, was one of the most important things when I was caring for my mom, was coordinating with my brother and sister.
With coordination, what does that mean? Does that mean that a family would sort of be assigned what they would be responsible for with the loved one you were caring for?
Exactly. So the way that it typically goes, depending on, you know, what people prefer and how much time they have, a Grace expert meets with a client and they spend somewhere between 30 minutes and an hour going over the specifics of a situation. And it's kind of akin to a first therapy session or a first meeting with a personal trainer, where they really, the expert steers the conversation and really goes deep to understand what the needs are, the most pressing sort of problems there are to solve. And then the Grace expert creates a care plan, and a care plan is sort of an evergreen roadmap for where you are headed. And it includes resources in the forms of articles and webinars and things that might be useful to you, as well as things for the family to complete and things that the expert will complete. So it's really a collaborative process and a combination of, how do we get this done? What do we need to get done? And what do we need to learn to get there?
There are daycare type setups for people, not only little kids, but for people that might need round the clock care or some care. Are there not? Do you ever tap into things like that?
We certainly do. So I think that really the most important thing for us at Grace is supporting families where they are and providing solutions that fit within their budget and their values and their preferences, be that finding a long-term care facility or the appropriate retirement community or arrangements to make sure that a loved one is staying safe during the day while you're at work. These are all the exact type of things that Grace can help research and provide and just help families identify what they need to do as they transition when people move from sort of an independent phase to an interdependent phase.
And I guess that can be disturbing for everybody if you have something like Parkinson's, as you mentioned, it progresses and you may be at a very different phase a year in or 6 months in than you were when you began the program.
Exactly. And I think that one of my goals with Grace is to help families face the future and prepare for the future in a better way, because oftentimes there is an opportunity to plan that year out or that couple of years out, make sure that you have your legal affairs in order, as an example. And I think that often, you know, people come to Grace, I wish they'd come to us 6 months before, because they're really facing a moment of crisis. And obviously these topics are hard and there's a lot of avoidance behavior around it. But I think that culturally we can do a much better job taking care of our elders across the board. And part of that comes with better planning. Been a lot of dialogue around recently with some of our customers is, how do we train managers to identify and support caregivers within their population? Because it's not easy. In the same way that when someone is expecting a child, there's a process that you go through to identify your HR person or your manager, and that's not the case with caregiving. And so the more that we can equip managers to help support those populations, the better off we'll be.
What else do you want to talk about that I might have not have asked you as far as services that you offer? I think it's great. Yeah. I think we certainly need this more in our society.
I really do. But I think that there's just some really, as far as, you know, we touched a little bit upon the dynamics that are going on across the Great Resignation and how caregiving factors into that. And one thing I think is really, really interesting, you know, earlier I mentioned that 20% of a population at any moment might be subject to caregiving responsibilities. But we surveyed earlier this year and we found some really interesting data, including that over half of workers has increased caregiving responsibilities for employees, and 4 out of 5 employees believe that employers should be offering caregiving benefits at work. And so I think that, like, this used to feel like a bit of a bell and whistle benefit to many people, but we have data now that really supports the fact that this is something that people are actually deciding whether or not to stay at their current employer or join a new employer based on how well supported they are. And that's not just talking about ping pong in the office or remote work to some degree, obviously, is very, very important. But this is also, I think, family caregiving is something that is often glossed over, but is increasingly being taken very, very seriously by employers.
And I do believe that. And do you see evidence of data to support this, that the Great Resignation is at least in part due to things like this? And employees aren't going to take it anymore in terms of having a hard-ass company that's not willing to do anything for you, the shoes on the other foot. Or it seems at least the pendulum may be shifting so that companies realize that they have to pay more attention to this to attract good employees.
I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think the fact that you can't leave work at work anymore because work has, you know, come into the home. And so this concept of being progressive and having holistic benefits and supporting your populations holistically where they actually have the need is more important than ever. And caregiving certainly falls into that camp.
Do you provide any respite for caregivers themselves? I know if you can probably speak to this because it happened to you personally, but it's tough and can be relentless. And if you don't take care of yourself when you're providing caregiving, all hell can break loose.
Yeah, it's absolutely true. And I think that not only do people caring for loved ones report more instances of missing work or going in late and leaving early, but it really also affects caregivers' well-being overall. And physically, mentally, financially, caregivers are negatively impacted. And the data is pretty, pretty astounding around that. And so one of Grace's core tenants, of course, we help with logistics and we help find solutions, you know, depending on what you need as far as resources for your loved one and your family. But one thing that is really, really important to us is making sure that caregivers are also, their well-being is taken care of.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of resources and a lot of our sort of coaching is focused around caregiver mental health and making sure that they have the support they need, because when you're taking care of someone else, it really can take its toll.
Anything else you want to add? Any avenue that we didn't explore or that you'd like to underline or talk more about? I just love this topic. And I think that your company, we really need this now.
Oh, I really appreciate you saying that. Yeah. And it is so nice to be able to work on something that I feel like, you know, is a really fantastic business opportunity, but also aligns so well with my personal experiences and my values. So it's been just one of the greatest privileges of my life has been working on Grace.
Oh, I bet. I was going to ask you earlier, and I'm not exactly sure how to ask this, but it's obvious that for a company to move forward in the best way, they need to be able to be flexible. And I think that great flexibility is necessary, but how do you teach that in a manager or in a company? Do you have any ideas about that? I guess if you're going to be an understanding human, you're going to understand that providing care is really important and something that's pops up from time to time also that can be an emergency. But a lot of the older school, not necessarily, but a lot of the older school managers are really not, they don't want to hear it. Do you see right. that changing?
You know, I do. I think that going back to COVID and how it just really rocked everyone's world in more ways than one, but when it comes to sort of the structure and the tradition of the office and work, it really pressure tested a lot of the theories about in-person yields higher productivity. And I think it really does come down to the team and the nature of the business that you're in. But for us at Grace, we have a fully remote organization and we hire people who are very, very talented. But if you don't have a team that you trust and you believe that they have every intention of doing their work to the best of their abilities, but sometimes that means you need to take time off to go to a doctor's appointment or a recital or whatever the case may be, I think that, you know, employers who are too rigid when it comes to not accommodating people where they are, again, since work and life have become massively mixed in the wake of COVID, I feel like it's really just bad management. I don't think that there's really any excuse for that type of rigidity at this point in the game.
Thank you so much. You were really good.
I enjoyed it. And if you have any follow-up questions, don't hesitate to get in touch. I appreciate your time as well.
Okay, great. And what website would you direct people to if they want to find out more?
Yep. So it's www.withgrace.com, and that's GRACE.
I love that, with grace, certainly.